Hello.
Hey, Romeo. Jim Donaldson from Providence. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. You?
Oh, doing very well, thank you. Watching some pretty good football these days, which is one of the things I wanted to ask you. You certainly saw these guys win 3 Super Bowl rings, obviously an integral part of that. When you look at this team on film, how does it compare with those 3 Super Bowl champions?
Well, I think it compares very favorably. They've got good players at every position all the way across the board, and they all seem to be producing as well. And so, I mean, they look really good.
From a defensive standpoint, and obviously we're not going to get into specifics here, in general, what is Randy Moss and the general upgrading of receivers do to this club offensively and problems pose for a defensive genius such as yourself?
Well, Randy has always, you know, posed a problem when he's been in the right situation, and it looks like he's in the right situation, and he's just making unbelievable plays. You know, as I've looked at these first 4 games, you can make a Randy Moss highlight reel out of what he's able to do. And I think that helps Tom. You know, now, with that being said, if you didn't have Randy Moss on the team, you would still have a very good football team, and I would venture to say they'd be ranked at the top of the league still offensively because they're that good.
You know, 2 of the things you mentioned, the highlight film and the catch that he made, and the catch and throw, it was a great throw by Tommy against the Bills on that long sideline route where the corner, I'd say, you know, pretty much has him covered. And obviously the catch he makes in the end zone where he goes up and over the cornerback against Cincinnati on Monday night and then tiptoes both feet and bounds, it's like you can have him covered and it doesn't matter.
Well, right, that's true. You know, defensive backs have had good position on him, but he's able to go up and get the ball and make the play. And even sometimes when they think that they are running in stride with him, he just keeps running and extends and makes the play. You know, so he's one of those guys that's hard to cover.
Have you confronted, I mean, you've seen an awful lot of good teams. I mean, certainly the Rams, that first Super Bowl team, and, you know, we could run through a long list. It seems to me right now, particularly with Brady running the show, this team has as many weapons, I want to, maybe even like the 49ers that I covered in Super Bowls when Walsh and Seifert had it going. I mean, they seem to have as many weapons as any team I've seen. And I would ask you the same question. Right now, have you ever seen a team that can attack you more ways right now?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, as I watch them, the thing that comes to mind is Indianapolis and Peyton Manning and how he runs that offense. You know, and it's very comparable because they're hard to stop. And the Patriots are hard to stop right now.
Romeo, how important is pressure on the quarterback? One thing Tom just talked about a couple of minutes ago was he's concerned that you guys will bring as much pressure as you possibly can to disrupt their offense. How important is that?
Well, anytime you can get pressure on a quarterback, that generally disrupts him a little bit, you know, because he's worried about getting hit. He has to move off the spot, destroys his timing a little bit. So, you know, as much as we can, we'd like to be able to do that. Now, you know, along with that comes the downside also, because sometimes to bring pressure, you have to man up, you know, and so you have to pick and choose your time.
What do you tell your defensive backs this week regarding Moss and his ability to make plays even when there's tight coverage? I mean, that could be mentally challenging for a defensive back to know that even if he does everything right, he still could get burned.
Well, sure. You know, you tell him that he's got to be perfect on his technique, and when he thinks he's in good position, you're not in good position. You have to get in better position. And if they will approach it like that, they might have a chance.
What is your take on what do you think Rodney Harrison potentially returning to the lineup this week is going to do for the Patriots? Bill was non-committal today as to whether he would be active, but Rodney says he wants to play. What is his, you know him as well as anyone, what does he bring to the table?
Well, one, I know that he wants to play, and if Bill will let him play, that he'll be ready. You know, he brings that veteran leadership, that physical presence, a winning attitude. All of those things are positive, and that's what you want on your football team.
Were you surprised by the suspension?
Yes, to a degree. You know, I don't know all the particulars about it, but let's say I didn't expect it in that situation.
Romeo, you waited a long time to get a chance to be a head coach. You know, I say this facetiously, but it's not one of those deals where you look back and say, be careful what you wish for, is it?
No, you know, this job, you never know until you sit in this seat. There's always something comes up that you don't expect, no matter how good you plan and try to get ready for. When you see progress, when you see your team make progress, when you see your team listen to you and try to do what you tell them to do and play as a team, you know, then you feel good as a head coach. And I think that some of that is beginning to happen here. You know, the first 2 years, we were trying to make progress, and we did make progress, but it wasn't showing up on the football field. Now I think that some of that progress that we've made, you know, in the previous years is beginning to show up on the field this year to this point. You know, now it's still early in the season.
I was a little bit surprised, honestly, when you let Charlie Fry go as soon as you did. And maybe it's my Notre Dame tendency. I sat in one that I said, gee, is he going to go to the kid this early on? Clearly you saw something in Anderson that, you know, the nationwide people maybe weren't aware of. He's played awfully well.
Oh, yes, he has. He's done a good job for us. And, you know, last year he came in the game last year and won a Kansas City game for us, and he showed that he could run the offense and move the team. And like I said, he did win that game for us and showed he had ability. So we knew he had the ability. He's got a strong arm, and he's beginning to show that maybe he deserves the spot that he has.
Why did you let Fry go as quickly as you did?
Well, there was some interest in Fry, and there was some trade value. And ever since we drafted Quinn, I think people around the league knew that probably somebody would go eventually. They just didn't know when it was going to be. And there have been inquiries all along. And because Fry was the third-round draft choice, and people liked Fry when he came out, liked his competitiveness, liked his ability to move around, there was interest in him. And so decided to go ahead and make that move and to get something for him at that time. It worked out.
How is Quinn progressing? I mean, you know, we two of us have been around long enough. The guy that doesn't play is always the one that the fans love the most. He's, you know, he's an Ohio kid. He's got the Notre Dame glamour. You know, I think it's tough on Anderson and a little bit tough on you to pick the right time. And clearly the way your guy's playing right now, that time could be a ways down the road.
Oh, yeah, and that's not a bad thing, you know. If Anderson keeps playing good and we're able to win ball games, I think that that just helps Brady's development, you know, because he can sit and he can watch, study teams, and then when he does get in there, I think he'll be more ready. You know, sometimes we try to force young kids in before they're ready in today's game, and I think it can benefit him not to be forced in.
Well, you know,
did
Romeo,
some time
too,
in camp.
If he had better preparation in college, he'd probably be more prepared for the NFL, too.
Don't tell Charlie that, all right?
No, Charlie's getting enough grief right now. What has been the best part of this job for you?
Well, the best part has been winning games, and you know, that's why we're in it. And so when you win, you feel good. And then, like I mentioned earlier, to see your team grow, mature, and start understanding what you're telling them, and the importance of, you know, playing as a team and not being selfish and things like that.
What does coming back to Foxborough mean to you, Romeo?
Well, I tell you what, you know, I've been back to Foxborough, because I was there on my first stint and then went to the Jets and came back, you know, as a visiting coach. And so now, you know, this is the second time I'll be coming back as a visiting coach. Now the facilities will be a lot better, and I'm looking forward to that. So we're excited about coming and trying to play against one of the better teams in the NFL.
What about matching wits with Bill?
Well, Bill doesn't play and I don't play, you know.
Too bad you win that one, by the way.
Well, hey, if it was a physical matchup, I'd probably win. If we had a race, now he might win.
What is getting Willie back on the field mean to you? What did it mean to you last week? What can it do for you down the road?
Well, I think that his presence on the field, because of his experience, his leadership, and the playmaking ability will be huge for us. Plus, it allows us to get into a rotation so that we can rotate some of our outside linebackers and have an opportunity to keep them fresh. And I think that helped us last week because Cameron Wimley, who generally plays every play of the game, didn't have to play every play. And then in the fourth quarter, he was able to harass the quarterback a little bit. You know, so his leadership ability, his experience, and then that affords us the ability to rotate guys into the game and keep them fresh.
Has his, you know, obviously you brought him in for his talent, but also for his pedigree, what he knows about winning big games. How much can you say how much influence he's had positively in terms of the locker room and setting an example for the guys?
Oh, he's had a tremendous influence. As a matter of fact, the team elected Willie as one of the captains, you know, so that lets you know what they think about him and what kind of work that he has been doing in the locker room and also out on the football field. You know, he's a very good football player.
What's been the biggest adjustment, Romeo, to go from being a coordinator, a longtime coordinator, to actually running your own show? What adjustments did you have to make personally in your own leadership style, if you will, or tactically?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that you have to understand is that now not only are you responsible for the 25 or 28 players on your side of the ball, yep, and the four, maybe four coaches that you have to work with, now you're responsible for a whole team and a whole organization. It's not just the team anymore. It's the organization. You know, it's video, it's equipment, it's the dining facility, it's marketing, it's the video. I mean, you know, it's everything. It's all-encompassing. And you, as a head coach, you're the face of the organization. And so that's a big responsibility.
So, you left out media in that list. Do you yearn for the days when you can only speak 15 minutes a month?
No, I enjoy talking to the media. Everybody thought that I wouldn't be able to, but...
I knew you would. That's what frustrated me for a number of years, by the way.
I enjoy those guys, and... one of the things that we've done that helps a little bit, believe it or not, is that on Friday we make the coordinators available, and so I don't have to talk on Friday. because Fridays anyway, you know, you've talked out by Friday, and so not having to talk on Friday, that helps a little bit.
There were some rumblings before the season started out in Cleveland that, you know, third year, the record wasn't going so well the first 2 years. Did you sense the external pressure and the you know, maybe the people were starting to lose a little bit of patience with the franchise?
Well, I tell you what, in coaching, I mean, every year the coach feels pressure. You've got to win football games. And so as a coach, all you can do is coach them the best you can, try to give them a good plan, and then let them go play. The situation, you know, being the third year, I mean, really in my mind is no different than the second year or the fourth year or the fifth year. I mean, I think every coach feels some pressure in the situation he's in. I don't think any coach goes in and says, okay, well, I got a 5-year contract, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to be here for 5 years. That's not the case, because I've been in this league and I've seen guys fired after 1 year as a head coach, you know. So we know that we got to produce. And if we don't produce, then somebody else gets the opportunity.
Romeo, you spent a couple of years, a lot of years with Parcells, a lot of years with Belichick. If you could name just one or two things that you've gleaned from each that have helped you as a head coach?
Well, I think that Parcells was an excellent motivator. He would find out which buttons he needed to push on a player and be able to push those buttons to get a player to play. And so some of his methods and techniques, you know, I've adopted some of those. With Belichick, he's a great tactician of the game. He can make adjustments quickly and easily on the sideline and not have to wait to get into the locker room to get it done. And his preparation allows him to be able to do that. And so I try to steal some of that myself. you know, and use some of that to try to help us.
How has your relationship with Bill obviously changed since you were here?
Oh, I mean, it hasn't changed. I mean, Bill and I are good friends, and we've worked together for a long time, and I mean, I still consider him a friend. I think he considers me a friend. We don't talk every day. You know, occasionally we might call and say hi, but see how you're doing and give each other encouragement. But we have a good relationship.
So you think Bill likes you better than he likes Eric Mangini?
You'd have to ask Bill that.
I was going to say, Romeo, I think your reception when you come in Sunday will be better than the Jets head coach is going to get when he comes in. I think that's fair to say.
Well, I hope it's a good reception, both from the fans and on the field.
I think we're all set. Great. Thanks very
much,
Romeo.
Thank you very much, Romeo.
Okay, guys.
Good talk with you. Good luck Sunday.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right now. Bye.